Am I doing this right?
Hi, I'm your host, Yin Cheng, and thanks for joining me on 88 Cups of Tea. This podcast is created to leave you feeling motivated from interviews with storytellers, where we learn how they create opportunities for a successful career without losing sight of the values that make us human. Whew, that was a really long run-on sentence. Happy Thanksgiving, storytellers. How are you guys? I know most of you will be with your families and friends today, and I hope you guys have the best time stuffing your faces with gobblicious food and catching up with family, friends, and relatives. I won't be celebrating Thanksgiving in the States this year, but I'm thinking of you all and how grateful I am to have listeners like you in our storyteller tribe. It's only been 3.5 months since 88 Cups of Tea launched, and I'm so thankful for your support and for your community. I just landed in Bangkok last night after spending 4 days in Phuket exploring the northwest coast of the island. I got to see one of the most incredible sunsets I've ever seen in my life while strolling along the beach. On our last day in Phuket, we found out that the headquarters of Soy Dog Foundation was located just 15 minutes away from our stay. For listeners who may not have heard of Soy Dog Foundation, they're a nonprofit organization started by 3 retirees whose mission is to improve the welfare of dogs and cats in Asia and to end animal cruelty. We stopped by to volunteer for the day, and it was one of the most humbling and inspiring experiences to meet the volunteers who moved to Phuket or were staying there long-term to help end animal cruelty. It was an added bonus learning about the stray dogs and their individual stories and seeing how far they've come because of the organization. The most beautiful thing for me during that visit was sharing a ride in the back of the organization's pickup truck on our way to the airport and watching the volunteers' eyes light up with genuine thrill and excitement when they were updating each other about which dogs were adopted and being flown to their new homes in countries like Canada, the Netherlands, America, and the UK. The greatest joy for these volunteers was the happiness of the animals. The volunteers are living, breathing examples of how much good can come out of choosing not to live in fear, and how much of a difference one person with a lot of heart can make. I also spent some time productively working on 88 Cups of Tea and its plans, interviews, and scheduling for the beginning of 2016. We'll be taking a holiday break from today's episode throughout December. We have an amazing lineup of brand new episodes starting in January with even more influential, successful, and inspiring guests. During this holiday hiatus, I hope you enjoy the break with your loved ones and find time to write the next chapter of your book or to add that scene in your script that's been replaying in your head. And most importantly, I hope you find time to center yourself and make room for an exciting new year. And for my new listeners who haven't been able to listen to all the episodes, this is the perfect time for you to catch up on previous episodes. I won't be with family this Thanksgiving, so help me eat 2 extra rounds of mashed potatoes for me. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays, storytellers. Thank you again so much for joining me on this podcasting journey and creating this encouraging and supportive community with me. I'll catch you in January with awesome new episodes that'll kickstart your new year the right way. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 88 Cups of Tea, and be sure to say hi. Hey guys, it's me again. Thanks so much for listening in on 88 Cups of Tea. Go create something magical today, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.